Talking with Roy Lee Lindsay, of course, OK Pork. And Roy Lee, Oklahoma Pork has come up with about two or three videos to offer some tips to all the hog producers that have come together here at the Oklahoma Youth Expo, giving them some ideas about what they need to be doing to protect their animals as they go back home.
Yeah, we know that every time we bring animals together, we run the risk of spreading disease, especially when you take them back home. So in a way to try to share that information in something that's easily digestible, easy to follow and understand, we've put together a series of three little videos that start with, hey, what's the first things you should do when you get home? And that's kind of isolate your animals. You know, we've always, state vet's office, all your veterinarians would recommend if you bring animals home from any show that you isolate them. You buy animals in another state, you bring them to Oklahoma, you isolate them from your herd at home 7 days, 10 days, 30 days is ideal. I know sometimes that's a stretch given what facilities are, but just set them out separate from what you've got at home, and that gives you some buffer. And when I say isolate them, that means you don't go back and forth between the two pens, to between the two barns, whatever. Isolate your pigs, go inside, shower, change your clothes, change your shoes. Don't wear the same shoes at home on your farm that you wore at the show. And then as you're working your animals at home, you got an isolation. It's okay to go from your animals that have been at home to the pens or the areas where you've isolated animals, but don't go the other direction. Don't go from isolate to your barn because you run the risk of tracking disease.
Right.
We talked about cleaning and disinfecting tack, all your supplies that you had here, your feed buckets, etc. We also talked about what to do with your truck and your trailer and those kinds of things when you get home. So they're real quick watch. I think they're 3 or 4 minutes apiece, not very long. Should be an easy way for you to kind of pick up some ideas and some tips. And we really think this should be part of your normal show routine. And you know, when you get ready to go to a show, doesn't matter whether it's OYE, it's Tulsa State Fair, it's the county show, you go through certain things every time. When you get ready to go, you load the tack in the box, the tack box goes up in the nose of the trailer, the scales go in or whatever else goes in, and then you put your pigs on the back end or however you load the trailer. There's a routine, and you do it the same way every time. You should have the same kind of routine when you get home every time. How do I do this when I get home, and what should that be? And so we start with isolation. We start with cleaning yourself, change your clothes, change your shoes, take a shower, those kinds of things. Clean up your trailer, clean up your truck, clean up your tack and your supplies. And we've got some great tips in there, I think, to help you with that. And you can find all that on our website at okpork.org. It's right there on the homepage. Click through and you can find all three of those videos.
You're obviously probably a little more aware of that. I think the entire agricultural community is aware of that with all the things that are going on in general society right now. Everybody's very, very conscious of making sure that they try to stay healthy, they try to do the right thing.
Yeah, I think there is some heightened attention to that. And given what we went through last year here at OYE, we think our exhibitors are paying closer attention to their animals. We know we've got veterinarians in the building walking the halls, looking at all the animals several times a day to make sure that they don't spot something that they think's out of the ordinary. And so I think there's a greater focus and a greater attention on it. And it's a shame that we need events like last year and what's going on elsewhere in the world for us to pay attention to what I think are those really important details. But these kinds of things do. They draw attention to maybe what's important. And I'm hoping that our exhibitors and their parents and our teachers will all kind of take that to heart, and we'll follow those things as we get headed home.